April 7, 1901, she sees the resurrection of Jesus. Jesus speaks about obedience. As my adorable Jesus continues to deprive me of his presence, I feel a bitterness, and as though a knife were stuck in my heart, which gives me such pain as to make me cry and scream like a child. Ah, truly, I seem to have become like a child who, when his mother departs from him even for just a little, cries and screams so much as to turn the whole house upside down, and there is no other remedy to make him stop crying than for him to see himself in the arms of his mother again. So I am, a true little girl in virtue, for if it were possible for me I would turn heaven and earth upside down in order to find my highest and only good, and only when I find myself in possession of Jesus, then do I calm down. Poor little girl that I am, I still feel the swaddling clothes of infancy that clasp me. I am unable to walk by myself, I am very weak, I do not have the capacity of the adults, who let themselves be guided by reason. So here is the highest necessity I have to be with Jesus. Right or wrong, I don't want to hear anything, what I want to hear is that I want Jesus. I hope that the Lord may want to forgive this poor little girl, who sometimes commits some excesses. So, finding myself in this position, I saw my adorable Jesus for a little, in the act of his resurrection, with his face so refulgent as to not be comparable to any other splendor. It seemed to me that the most holy humanity of our Lord, though it was living flesh, was so bright and transparent that one could see with clarity the divinity united to the humanity. Now, while I was seeing him so glorious, a light that came from him seemed to tell me, my humanity received so much glory by means of perfect obedience which, destroying the ancient nature completely, gave me back the new nature, glorious and immortal. In the same way, by means of obedience, the soul can form within her the perfect resurrection to virtues. For example, if the soul is afflicted, obedience will make her rise again to joy. If restless, obedience will make her rise again to peace. If tempted, obedience will administer to her the strongest chain with which to bind the enemy, and will make her rise again victorious over the diabolical snares. If she is besieged by passions and vices, by killing them, obedience will make her rise again to virtues. This, to the soul, and in due time, it will also form the resurrection of the body. After this, the light withdrew, Jesus disappeared, and I am left with such sorrow, seeing myself without him again, that I feel as if I had a burning fever that makes me fidget and rave. Ah! Lord, give me the strength to bear with you in these delays, for I feel faint.